Blog Talk Radio.
The revolution is not decolorized. The revolution is not decolorized. The revolution will not be televised. 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 The revolution will not be televised.
Ladies and gentlemen, I apologize for the mute, and we had a problem with technical difficulty with the microphone. I apologize for that. Excuse me. What I was saying to you is this. I'd like to say welcome to Third Eye Vision. I'm your host, the Untamed Blogger. And to all my fans and my followers, I'd like to say thank you again for supporting the show. To my fans and followers, I'd like to say thank you for being here and supporting us from day one and also coming back and supporting us now. The thing is this. Okay, in the time we're in now, we are all being led in the wrong direction. Okay, our people are being led by the wrong leaders. We are basically being led down a road of destruction. We're destroying ourselves. We are not taking the time to understand who we are. We are destroying ourselves, people. And it's time for you to wake up and understand that. Where we're going now, okay, is down a path of destroying ourselves, our future, which is our youth, and our future that is going to come from our youth. And what we have to realize is that they've been experimenting on us for thousands of years. They've been experimenting on slaves since they came to America during slavery. Okay, to this day, they're experimenting on us. Okay, the white supremacist government that we live in, okay, is not designed for the black man to prosper. You don't have to be a racist to see that. Okay, black people are not racist. We can have prejudices, but we can't be racist. Racism is started by the white supremacist government, which classifies everybody by culture. All right? Black people, being that we are the first and we will be the last, we are God's chosen people, whether people accept it or not. Okay, we are the persecuted in the Bible. We are the persecuted in all the books that came. All right? We are the people that's persecuted. We are the people that are receiving the short end of the stick. Why? Because the way of the black man is the way of, you know, our Messiah, the Christ. The Christ went through many different changes. The Christ traveled the world. Okay, they got pictures of Christ in Tibet. All right? Now, understand during history, things have been changed. There's over 300 versions of the Bible. Okay, and in our community, we go to these churches and we study this white supremacist religion instead of taking the time to go out there ourselves and do our own homework, gain our own knowledge, and gain our power. See, knowledge brings forth power. When you have knowledge, you can go to war with anyone. You can debate with anyone because you have the knowledge to debate. If you don't have any knowledge, how could you fight a war, physical or mental? If you can't think rational, how could you fight any war? If you believe in everything that people say to you, how are you going to win a war? And yes, people, If you don't know, there's a war going on outside for our souls, for our flesh, for everything. And it might sound crazy, but guess what? My brothers and sisters are getting killed at a rapid rate by the superior officers or whatever you want to call them. Okay, this is not what God put us down here for. This is not the reason why man and the black man were put here. Okay? We are the number one consumers in America. We are the creators of most inventions that's out here right now was created by a black man or a man of color. Because, see, everything comes from black. Even white is black. It's a recessive black, but it's black. All right? Understand that, people. Understand truth. There is nothing after truth. What they're teaching you is not truth. It's somebody's personal opinion, somebody's theory. Like I said, if scientists to this day cannot decipher a pyramid, how can the scientists tell you what they were saying when they were writing in Sanskrit and they translated the Bible? How do these people know what was said? How do these people know what they meant? How do these people begin to speak on hieroglyphics not knowing that there was different types of hieroglyphics? There was hieroglyphics for trading. There was hieroglyphics for just communicating. There was hieroglyphics for relating to certain type of people in your environment. And then there was hieroglyphics for the people that didn't know. That was in the not knowing, which them people that did not have the consciousness of using their third eye and taking their third eye to that higher level of consciousness. Okay? And now, as black kings and queens that we are mentally suppressed. But the calcium in our brains, the food that we eat, the genetically modified organisms, the rain, the water that we drink, the fluoride in our water and the poisons and the chemicals in our water, okay? Understand this. They are keeping us at our lowest level, which is using 10% of our brain. The white man don't use 10% of his brain. Okay, number two, they don't even have to use their brain because they look out for each other. And them structures in all their communities, from the Jewish community to the regular Aryan white community, they have support for each other. Even the mutant race right now. No disrespect, but it is what it is. All right, they have support for each other. Us as black people, we do not support each other. We'll rather fight each other and tear each other down and curse each other out. And chicks will rather talk about this bitch this. Dude, yo, that nigga right there getting money. Yo, we need to get him. You understand? It's no elevation instead of saying, yo, I need to get with him because he must have the blueprint. Let me go with him and let me ask him, can he help me with the blueprint so I can be successful like him? Because whatever you take is not going to last. Whatever you steal will not last. There's no longevity in negativity. Understand it. Whether you're on the streets, whether you're a stock market worker, whether you are just a damn con artist, there is no longevity in negativity. Understand it, people. All right? We all, as black men and women, think about it. Why are all our communities called ghettos? Why do all our low-class and middle-class communities have the same problems everywhere? At that point, you know, it's more than just coincidence. It's a plan. And the plan is to destroy our youth, to destroy our kids, destroy our young men, destroy our women, destroy them mentally, take their self-esteem, kill them, have them feeling like they're inferior when we are the superior race, superior people, but yet you have us psychologically thinking that we're inferior, having our young brothers wanting to be white, having our young sisters want to dye their hair blonde and get a recessive eye color, green and blue. Okay, understand, people, because the eyes are green or blue does not mean that's good. Brown eyes, dark brown eyes, symbolize strength. Strength. You are able to take in all the sun's rays and observe the whole prism. With recessive eyes, you cannot see the whole prism. You have deficiencies. So first you have to get past some deficiencies to be. And these things are knowledge yourself. Understand that you can cure. God created your body to heal itself. But they don't tell you that. Okay, God created us to be able to live, all right, and last. But what's happening is they're attacking us through our food, attacking us through the things that we drink, eat, Okay, that's why they say you are what you eat, because you become what you eat. Okay, if you're eating flesh from a cow that's been tormented and tortured and went through a lot of pain, most likely that blood is going to transfer into you when you eat that meat. It might sound crazy, and a lot of people don't believe it, but it is what it is. You can't sugarcoat truth, because truth is truth. And the truth is that there's a fear of the black man. That's why they demasculated the men, and they have our men looking fruity, like your boy at the awards the other day, Bobby Valentino, or whatever, looked like a damn superhero with that pink suit on. Whoever told him to come out the house looking like that was not really his friend or really cared about his best interest. Just like a few other people. But I don't even know these guys, man. I can't even. I was just talking to my wife about this the other day. It's actually today. August 16, whatever. He comes there looking like he going shopping in the village. And these are the men that sing it to our women. Now, you ask yourself this question, why is the black man feared? Why does the black man threaten the white man like no other? Well, listen, it's because the black man built the world's first civilization. It's because the black man is only man to equal or surpass white men in every field of human achievement. Is it the white man's sexual inferiority complex they feel regarding the black man? Well, understand why the white man fears the black man, and you will understand the root cause of white racism. Okay, the sharpness of truth will shock you and upset and educate, but the truth is spoken no matter whose feelings get hurt. What is truth? Truth is the black man built and ruled the civilizations in Egypt and Mesopotamia when the white man was a nomadic barbarian living in caves and holes in the ground. Okay, and truth, the black world must acknowledge its Afrocentric worldview of Islamic Arabs as an enemy of African people in our culture. The Sudan is new South Africa. Arabic Islamic oppressors have killed hundreds and thousands of black people, raped thousands of black women, and enslaved thousands more. Where's the outrage from the black world? The truth is, our fight against Arab Islamic invaders dates to the 7th century. This war was already 700 years old when the white man first arrived in West Africa. All right? Understand that, people. You can also get the book and check this out by author Schlesinger. His book is Disuniting of America, and Mary Lefkowitz, Not Out of Africa, and Stephen Howe's book, Afrocentrism. All right? And these books basically speak on that. All right? Now, I want my listeners to understand and know what the black man has achieved before America called us niggas. I want you to know that black men is fair because no other man on earth threatens the white man's sense of manhood like a black man. Black men threaten white men in a way that Hispanics, Asians, and Arab men don't. This fear is ancient, and you can trace it back to its origins in the first Indo-Aryan invasions of the black civilization. Now understand, the white man's ancient fear, and then you begin to understand why the economic, legal, and political systems oppress black men in America today. Now, an Essence magazine article was dated on 1992 by author Joel Dreyfus, asked the panel of white men, what is it about black men that scares white men so? The answers were very enlightening, especially those noted intellectuals, Alice Hacker, who says, it could be that all white men do feel guilty for what we have done to black people, but we don't admit it in so many words and sometimes in our denial. We don't owe them anything. Seems to suggest that perhaps a number of us do feel that something is owed. Our fear of the black man is that they are so physical they can hurt us. In addition, what can they do to our what they could do to our women? And once again, whether it's Willie Horton or Mike Tyson, somehow the black rapist inflicts more damage than the white rapist ever could. This comes back to, and this comes back to the physical and the potency and the strength there. The rape has overtones of planting a seed and destroying our pure race. That fear, partly sexual, goes back a long way, and that comes down to the fact that we white men regard black men as better sexual performers than we are. We don't say this publicly, but we say, gee, they're so natural, and we begin to wonder. Our woman could say, gee, all right, they're so natural. Right now, how could women not be attracted to that? they won't tell us that they're attracted to black men, and they really drive us up the wall. Therefore, all our efforts to demand black men, the most graphic was lynching, of course, but now we put them in cages called prisons, again, to demail them. We can't call them boy, but we still can somehow make sure that they don't have jobs, make sure that they don't threaten us in other ways. We don't give young black men, starting at a certain age, a chance to develop impressive careers in this country. Now, that's Andrew Hacker's comment. And it was honest and clearly confirms that economic castration of our black men and white men's fear of the black man. Now, the Afrocentric worldview is based on the historic facts from the black man's perspective. This work gives a small insight into early world racial histories and ancient conflicts between white and black men. Now, a battle for world supremacy beginning in the Bronze Age, which formed the historic basis for the fear of the black man. Now, writings by white historians will sometimes give you a glimpse in a book called 6,000 Years of History States. These wars were fought out not merely to decide the fate of two cities of empire, but to determine which of the two races, the Indo-Germanic, otherwise Indo-European or Aryans, or the Semitic, should have the dominion over of the world. On the other side, the Aryans has the genius for war, government, and legislation. On the other side, the Semitic, the spirit of industry, navigation, and commerce. If you substitute the word black for Semitic, you will have a somewhat accurate statement. Now, white historians know this fact very well. They also know to tell the truth will reveal the dominant position of the black man in the Bronze Age. What some white historians call Semitic was black Bronze Age civilization, which dates back to about 4500 B.C., the time of the first dynasty of Egypt and Mesopotamia, to 202 B.C., and the defeat of the black general known to history as Hannibal at the Battle of Zama in North Africa by the Aryan Romans. Now, what Western history doesn't tell you is this 4,000-year period was mostly a period of world empire for the black man. In contrast, the white man for most of this period and beyond was a nomad barbarian with a special talent only for warfare. Everything else was a gift of conquest over black Bronze Age civilization. The destruction of the black man as a world power and builder of the world's finest civilizations has been so complete, white historians don't even want to acknowledge how it happened. Here at the dawn of the 21st century, in the end days, the truth about race and history is being revealed in various ways. While the work may appear to some as semi-white, it's not. The truth is both the Aryan white man and the Islamic Arab man have been an invader, enslaver, destroyer of black people and black culture and black civilization. White historians and intellectuals, when they support the racist Aryan Western model of history, and besides, whites have attacked black people for centuries in their writings and still do to this day. In the 21st century, the black man has reestablished himself with his Afrocentric worldview, and we don't need the approval and validation of Western academia for our worldview. The truth is America needs its version of South African Truth and Reconciliation Commission. This national soul-bearing was kind of a mass derby for South Africans, blacks and whites, as they talked about their painful past. White Americans have not yet shown any courage of white South Africans. How ironic it would be if South Africans solved their racial problems before the United States. White Americans' fears if they would admit their crimes would reveal the fact that they are indeed liable for reparations to all of us African Americans. This unspoken fear is one reason that keeps America from having any meaningful discussions on race and their own. Now, an example of white intellectual racism is in a book published in 1918, 6,000 Years of History. It says, quote, "Of all the races of mankind, the only one whose history is important for us is the Caucasian or white race, to which belongs to the people of those states and empires of the old Egyptian, the Assyrian, Babylonian, the Hebrew, Phoenician, Hindu, Persian, the Greek, and the Roman. This race is historical, but it displays the most highly civilized type of mankind, that type whose progress and achievements are the true prophets of history. The grand stock, the Caucasian race, has been classified in three main branches, the Aryan, Indo-European, and Semitic, and Hamitic. It is the Aryans that have been the parents of the new nations, and they have reached the highest points of intellectual development, as shown in their political freedom and in their science and literature and art. The glory of the Aryan element is shown in the fact that the ancient Greeks and Romans, the modern Germans, Englishmen, Americans, and Frenchmen are all of the Aryan race. The Caucasians presents us with the highest type among the five families of men. The Aryan branch of Caucasian family presents us with the noblest patterns of that highest type. The Aryan is the history shows all that is most worthy of being renowned in energy, enterprise, and skill, and claims of the rights to the foremost place of history's page. The study of these Aryan tongues has also told what progress had been made by this, the kings of races before the time arrived for starting south and west to fill and conquer and civilize the Western world. That is the Aryan Western model of history, these white supremacist worldviews, and still very much their worldviews today. All right? Now, most whites today will have no problem agreeing with most, if not all, the above comments that I just spoke on. All right, so people, y'all, what you need to do is, you need to go out and get this book, The Fear of a Black Man. It's a deep book. It's only $38 by G.M. Merritt. And you'll understand how real it is. I'm gonna proceed down. And proceed on with the show. What I'm telling you is, my brothers and sisters, it's time to wake up. It's time for us to be more aware and strong. It's time for us to unite and have power and strength and unity. Understand it. They cannot stop us if we unite. If we don't unite, we're going to be stuck where we're at. And then while things are happening around us, we're wondering what happened. But by the time you want, by the time you realize that, it's too late. All right. Besides the sexual fears in the white man, is the fear based on knowledge that the black man built civilizations in Egypto, Ethiopia, Mesopotamia, China, and the Americas. White historians know that they were tribes of nomad barbarians when the foundation of world civilization was built by our people. An example is Percival Spear. I will quote from his book, India, A Modern History, as he explains the origins of the word Aryan. He writes, "Who were the Aryans? We do not, in fact, know who the original Aryans were or what they called themselves. The word Ara signifies kinsmen." All right? And by derivation, it's noble. And understand, they were apparently a group of tribes which emerged from the steppes of the South Russia and Central Asia during the second millennium BC. One group entered Europe to become the ancestors of the Greeks. Other tribes found their way into Asia Minor, and others entered Iran. This eastern stream subdivided one branch settling in Iran or Persia itself and found the Persian civilization, and the others moving eastward to enter India. All these tribes have common physical characteristics in fair skin and blue eyes. Another esteemed white historian, Will Duran, gives us another look at Caucasian origin in his book, Our Oriental Heritage. He writes, "Who were these marauding Aryans? They themselves use the term and meanings noblemen, but perhaps this patriotic derivation is one of those afterthoughts which cast scandalous gleams of humor." So understand that Monia Williams, Aryans with Sanskrit root, understand that their history was created after ours. And understand that the Aryans overran Babylonia, all right? Aryans began to enter India, all right? The Hittites, the Kassites, the Sogdians, understand that the Medes, the Persians, Aryans, understand it. So it's historically correct we call whites Caucasian or Indo-Aryans the ancient tribal names. All right? Understand it. Many names. Whites, Anglo-Saxon, Caucasian, Indian, Indo-European, Nordic. Those are all historic names for white people. You can go into the history. And this is not about racism. It's about the fact that this is our world. We rule this world way longer than they have. And if you go into history and their religion has caused more pain and more horror and more murders across the world. Europeans conquered and pillaged and killed everything. Understand it, people. What I'd like to say before I wrap this up, I'll be back Saturday with part two to this. I'm going to finish it up. I'd like to say once again, thank you for supporting the show. I appreciate it, all my fans. Thank you for coming out and supporting. Greatly appreciate it. To my wife, I love you, baby. To everybody, I want to give a shout-out to Justin Clark. Like I said, A.C. Clayton, all my fallen soldiers, my boy Quasi. Peace, love, and prosperity to their families and everybody, man. Just keep your head up because things will change. You only can hate for so long. You only can pillage people and destroy people for so long. At some point, people will wake up. So you know, as I say, we are the past. We are the present. We are the future. All right? Peace, love, prosperity, and we out.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Go, 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 go